We're focusing on a number of issues tonight. The first one being EU citizens and their rights in the UK. There are 3.2 million EU citizens living in the UK. This government has suggested that EU migration rules will end immediately after a no-deal Brexit, which will mean an immediate end to free movement into the UK from Europe and vice versa. The Home Office states that EU citizens currently living in the UK will still have until December 2020 to apply for the right to remain under the settled status scheme. Conflicting immigration policies are not workable and create a hostile environment, causing economic chaos and huge amounts of personal stress. Additionally, there are a large number of people who are required to apply for settled status who are unaware that they have to. So this evening I'm very pleased to introduce Joe Fonslapana, who has lived and worked in the UK for the past 19 years as a nurse in the NHS. Joe campaigns for EU citizens' rights here in the UK.
Thank you. On Thursday is World International Mental Health, and I want to highlight today the stress and the impact that Brexit is having on the mental health from the 3.2 million, also the 1.8 British people living in Europe. I'm not here to criticize Brexit, but what I'm criticizing is Brexit is going to go ahead, at least do it properly. Don't use people and put people's life at risk. Because that, that for me is criminal. And we live in a society that should be caring and welcoming. At the moment, everything, like today you read the news that Boris Johnson saying that no deal is the only way ahead. But how many of you have long-term conditions? Does any of you have long-term conditions?
Yeah.
It's 15 million of people with long-term conditions. If no deal goes ahead, some of you may die. Are you prepared to pay this price? Well, I am not. And as a nurse, I have a duty of care. And as you can see by my accent, it's not Yorkshire accent, I'm trying very hard, but for 19 years, I still have my accent. As I say, I came here nearly 20 years ago on a bonfire night in 2000, and I felt at home from the beginning. I work on the NHS, and you go to any A&E, any GP surgery, and this, like, nationalities from all over the world, is the accents and everything. For me, the most difficult accent was the Yorkshire accent. I couldn't understand it for 6 months. But, we have over 200 of nationalities working alongside. One in four doctors is a migrant, and one in seven nurses also from overseas. And without migration, the NHS will not have existed. 70 years ago, the Windrush generation came to this country to build the NHS. And now the fact that my life is being put on the hands of the Home Office, that terrifies me, and I have a lot of nightmares. But my nightmare started 8-9 years ago, when this government that we have currently have, don't get fooled, Johnson has not been in the opposition. He's been in government for the last 9 years. All this that he promised now, why he's not done anything for the last 9 years? With the hostile environment, basically, as a manager of the NHS, I've seen the full impact. My job is lead nurse for quality improvement and transformation. I'm not a magician, I'm a nurse. And when every year I have less and less money, less and less staff, and more patients to take care, my decisions will affect people. And when I see people that die in a home because they couldn't get an ambulance because the ambulance wasn't in A&E, I feel responsible. Because my decisions, for example, this in July, I had a meeting that say which one of our decisions will kill less people. And I say, I'm not prepared, and I had a nervous breakdown in July, an anxiety attack, because when I became a nurse, I was here to care for people, not to decide who's going to live and who's going to die. And this government has already killed 140,000 excess deaths because of austerity. And Brexit will be the nail, the last nail in the coffin. Because, as I say, migrants have managed to uphold and keep the NHS afloat, initially from the Windrush generation in the last 10 years, 15 years from the EU. Since the Brexit referendum, they're not coming anymore. My colleagues have decided to go somewhere else. Why will you come to this country with a standard environment, the pound devalued by 25%, I mean, the salaries are not as good as before, and then you need the possibility that you will not be able to have freedom of movement? If I ask the same question, will I have come to this country 20 years ago, my answer would have been no. And a lot of my colleagues are going to Ireland. And then the second part is the people who are here. We are over 100,000 NHS workers and 3.2 million in overall. The people who have been here less than 5 years and they're young, all of them have gone already. I have a lot of colleagues every week who are packing the bags and going. The ones who left here, the people like me, who have been here 20 years, that this is my home. I cannot pack my bag and go. I have a family, I have a wife. I have my life in here. And my mental health has suffered because comments and the hostile environment that Mrs. May is doing. I'm a queue jumper, apparently. I'm a citizen of nowhere. I don't have the same rights that I had before. And don't get fooled for the publicity of this government. Settler status is not what they promise. When they promised Mr. Johnson during the campaign, the Leave campaign, said that my rights will be exactly the same as it was before the referendum. That's not true. My rights, yeah, I have settled status, but I don't have any physical proof. They only send you an email, but on the first sentence of the mail saying, this is not a proof of your settled status, in black and white, very clear. I mean, my life depends on a computer somewhere in the home office, and every time that I will come through customs, I will pray that please they spell my name right, and also the computer won't, because otherwise I won't be able to have a mortgage, I won't be able to apply for jobs, I won't be able to do anything. And also, the rights that I have now, they're only protected for 6 years by the European Union. After 6 years, the European Union move away, and because my settler status is a secondary legislation, that means the government, whoever is in government in 6 years' time, let's hope that it's not Mr. Farage, they can change any of my rights at any time without going through Parliament. I mean, I could find myself in 20 years' time, before retired, that decided that the government don't have enough money, let's take all the pensions from the migrants. What do I do? I have no power, I'm absolutely powerless, and that's the main intention that this government is doing, try to disempower the migrants and try to fight amongst each other. They, and I've been fighting for that. And also, part of my rights, they've been cut off, because one of my dreams, probably like a lot of you, is to go and retire in Spain. I cannot do that anymore. Because if I leave this country more than 2 years, I lose all my rights and I cannot come back to see my grandkids or whatever my children decide to have in the future. But what is more is also what the government is doing with the British people in Europe. The other day, Mr. Hancock, the health secretary, was on the main news celebrating that he's going to give 6 months of health insurance to all the pensioners, majority living in Spain. That's a death sentence. Because after 6 months, they don't have the money to carry on having insurance, because they won't be insurance. If they have insurance, they will pay probably 800. Somebody contacted me, their insurance, they had a look. For their chronic illness, they want £800 a month. Have you looked how much is the pension that the UK government is giving you? It's one of the worst in Europe. I mean, that these people, they cannot carry on living in Spain, because otherwise they die, because they cannot access the service. Well, they need to come back here, but they don't have anybody here. They also, the house market in Spain has crashed. I mean, that when they sell the house, they cannot even buy a garage if they go to south of England. What do we do with these million people? Where are they going to go? The government basically just washes their hands and say, not my problem, I give you 6 months. And there where we are, the government is pushing for a no-deal Brexit that is putting people's lives at risk. And it's not, I'm here today not only because it's affecting 3.2 million and 1.8 million is because I think it's affecting 65 million of people. And that's all of you. Because no-deal Brexit also means a reduction of all, any other rights, the rights of employment, the right, civil rights, and one after the other. He said very clearly, Mr. Dyson said, and Farage said, they want to create a state when they can fire and basically all the rights abolished when they can attract all the money, like a bit like happened in some countries in Asia. And then you have Trump. Apparently, all the Brexiteers are very eager to. They want British to be the 51 states of the 51 state of the of America. Yeah. I don't want that. I don't want to live in a society where I need to ask for the wallet before I ask what's wrong with you. I don't want to live in a society where over half a million people die because they cannot afford healthcare. For me, healthcare is a human right, and any civilized society should be able to offer a free access to at the point of access. And if no deal goes ahead, it was only yesterday Mrs. Truss, the trade, I don't know how the lady managed to be a minister, I have no idea, basically saying that all the standards, food standards also, they're going to be lowered down because otherwise we cannot have a trade with the US. That scares me a lot. Do I want to poison my children? Do I want to eat the meat that they're eating? One every 65 people get food poisoning in the United States. In the Europe, it's one every 6,000. Is that what we voted 3 years ago when we voted for Brexit? I doubt it, because nobody voted to make damage to ourselves. That's why I'm here talking that whatever you voted Brexit or no Brexit or you like it or no, we still have the power, we're the majority, and say that that's not the way the country should go forward. That's not the way divide and try to fight it ourselves, not the way. Also, I'm asking, we need to talk about it. We need to talk about Brexit. Brexit is the word that anybody goes to say anything, because probably 50% of you in this room voted to stay, 50% voted to leave. But you have a lot more things in common than not the divided. At the moment, the government is playing with the thing that divided us, and is playing with that because Mr. Johnson only have one thing that he wants, is to be Prime Minister, carrying in power for a long time. He don't care about any of you. We have the power. We're the people, and we need to say enough is enough. We need to say no deal is dangerous, and we need to stop that. Thank you.